Hello, everyone. This is Yara Stark. Welcome to a special one-off public call combined with our private members of our coaching programs. Gideon Chadwick is on the line with me. Thank you for joining us, Gideon.
Hi, Yaro, and welcome everybody else.
So, as I said, this will be a special call with a lot of participants, much more than usual, because we have opened it up to the public for a chance to experience a live coaching call. It is a one-off. We're just giving you this opportunity just to taste what it's like if you decide to join one of our programs. In this case, Become a Blogger Premium is currently in a 5-day opening period. It's about to close in about 24 hours. It's a little bit less than that. No, around about that. We'll talk about that more later on. But for all intents and purposes, this will be a normal coaching call. So we will be doing question and answer sessions from everyone who's live on the call. As I said before, it is now being recorded. So this will be redistributed to not just the private members, but also the public. So you might want to consider if you do decide to ask a question, it will be redistributed. So if you're not comfortable with that, use a fake name when you ask a question or don't mention your name. But usually we find that most people who are on these calls are quite comfortable using their name or at least their first name when they introduce themselves. And as always, it's a great idea if you mention your website address too when you say hello, if you want a little bit of exposure. It's a traffic generating technique, but this is a productive call, not an advertisement. So keep it brief. Thank you. I'm going to go into lecture mode now, and I'll give you some instructions on how to make use of that. So let me just switch it over. Okay. Hand raising is on, lecture mode is on. So what that means is you can now press the star 9 key, either on your Skype dial pad or your telephone pad. And your hand will go up on the control panel. Now, when I say control panel, is I have an access to a control panel, so does Gideon, where we can see a representation of you on the line. So every person here on the call, we can see you either as a Skype person or a phone number. And you have an icon next to your number, that's your hand. And when your hand is raised, we see it highlighted. And what we then do is we go through and click your hand. You'll hear a little notification saying that you're live. Your line will open. Just say your name, say hello, and then ask your question, and we'll have a direct line of communication just to you. Then once your question is over, I press the hand key again, it closes down your line, and we move on to the next person. So that's how the system works. If there are any technical issues, or if you just want to talk in the background, we do make the chat room available, which is at the Become a Blogger sales page just for today because that's a public chat room. We normally have a private one just for our members. That's available at becomeablogger.com/signup. And obviously that's our sales page too. So be warned, it is a long page, but right at the top there underneath the video, you will see a chat room. And you're welcome to communicate there throughout the call, but we do appreciate it if you ask your questions live rather than in the chat room because it just makes it easier for us to find them and help you. So with that out of the way, are we going to jump straight into the questions? You got any comments, Gideon, before we begin?
Yeah, maybe just to say something more about the chat room. You're welcome to use that as, if you've got an answer already for someone else's question, you can maybe have a go at that and inside the chat room as well. Both Yara and I will keep an eye on the chat room, but we can't guarantee that we'll be able to follow all the questions there. So, as Yara said, definitely ask a question with the hand raising capability that we've just told you about. And we give preference, of course, to those live questions on the call so that everyone else can hear them as well. That's all I wanted to say for that.
Okay, so just to remind everyone, it's star 9 on your telephone pad or your Skype pad, and that will put your hand up and you'll be added to the queue. Now we're heading almost close to maximum participation on the line, 150 people, but there's still enough room that this system should work. So fingers crossed, we'll get through all the questions. So I'm going to jump straight into it. Thanks everyone, and let's get going.
Hello, Yaro, Gideon.
Hello.
Hello.
Hawaii today. Can you
Sorry?
hear me?
Oh, I can. Who
We
is
can.
this? Hello.
This is Matt. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I have a quick question. I'm blogging. I'm your previous Become a Blogger member. And I have a real quick question regarding a site that I wanted to do. I wanted to do a coupon site, you know, like where I just wanted to create some coupons. And I'm just wondering if you had, if you know about this coupon site called RetailMeNot.com. Do you know about it? Have you checked out?
Haven't heard of that one. No, not me.
No, I haven't either. What's it called again? Okay, Retail Me.
Yeah, it's a Retail, RETAIL, Me, okay. M-E, Not, N-O-T.com.
RetailMeNot.com. Okay. I'll have a quick look in case.
Yeah, I'm not in the coupon business myself, but did you have a question regarding that?
Yeah, my question is, like, I wanted to kind of build similar to that, but my objective is just build a niche coupon site, you know, like RetailMeNot is too very vast. I mean, you know, they include all those shoes and all this, but I wanted to go more into niche, you know, niche market. So maybe I would like to focus maybe only on the shoes or something like that. And I know that they have used, I believe, WordPress and I don't know, like, what template or what plugins they are using. I mean, do you have any ideas, like, what WordPress theme we could use? Or, you know, do you have any idea on that? What plugins or template themes that we could use to create? Not maybe exactly the same thing, or, you know, similar to that, where we have, like, a search functions and, you know, like, where they can search. And if possible, also to...
I think, you know, with a question like that, you know, there's not going to be, I'm not aware of any coupon-specific plugins. I'm sure there's definitely some database-related plugins out there that will let you, you know, collate data and make it searchable and so forth. And even if there's not a plugin, there's definitely some free scripts out there. If you go to, like, what's it called? PHP Resource Index. That's a great one. I used to use a lot. There's very likely a coupon script there or a database script there that you could, you know, modify or stick some, you know, within a site that's running WordPress. It won't be on WordPress. And then you can, you know, basically, though, you're talking about niche marketing and building an audience to a specific niche for a specific purpose to offer them value through coupons. So, you know, the principle here is the same. You're still going to need to market your service. You know, it sounds like you're asking a technical question about in terms of making the service available. But once you've set that up, you still got to get the people. So, you know, you may find that actually what the question you're asking now is probably not the hard bit. It's getting the audience will be the challenge. But, you know, I don't see the theme of your blog making a big difference. Having a good system for ease of use of coupons, fair enough, and making it, like you said, searchable, picking the right niche, that's important. But really getting the word out there will be your greatest difficulty.
Right.
I can also say something. It's now I'm not sure if this is 100% appropriate because I'm not, you know, also not in the coupon business, but I have seen a WordPress theme that's it's designed for classified ads. Now I'm not sure if you can sort of rig that to have it more focused towards coupons and maybe using it with a coupon angle, but maybe it's worth having a look. In any case, it's done by David Cowgill, and it's called wpclassypress.com. So I'll list that inside the chat room as well. Just want to say that I'm not 100% sure if that'll do the job for you, but it may give you some ideas of how to structure your website, or it may be useful for what you want to do. So I'll just put that in the chat room as well.
Right. I mean, I was just quickly doing a research, and I like came to know that they were using, like, kind of WordPress or something like that, you know. So I was kind of just wondering, because you focus more on WordPress and all the stuff, like, you know, if you had some kind of template or something. But I guess
we don't have anything on coupons. We're just not in that business. But I'm sure if you do some more research, you'll find something. But right. If that's all you've got, we've got a lot of questions to get through, so
okay.
We'll move on.
All right. For the information, and I'll look more into it, and I'll find out more. And I'll
okay, listen. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, next caller.
Hi, I'm Gideon. I just signed up for your Become a Blogger. I've been looking at your websites, and so far, so good. I have a personal website, but I want to start a membership website. and I'm looking at starting my email list. But what I'm confused about is if I start the blog site, how do I, or what's the difference between the data sent with an RSS feed and a newsletter? And then if they sign up through the RSS feed, how do I get their email address?
That depends how you set things up. You know, usually the incentive behind the subscription is the really strong differentiation point. So, for example, you go to my blog and it's pretty obvious you're putting your name and email to join an email newsletter to get my blog profits blueprint and also go onto my blog tips newsletter. That's the reason why you stick your name and email there. If you just want to receive the latest content as it is published to my blog, then you subscribe to the RSS feed, and that just gives you RSS. Now, some people also have what would be called like an RSS to email service. I actually do have that. It's kind of hidden away in my about page, but some bloggers focus on that and highlight that. And all that does is convert your most recent blog posts, sometimes, you know, 5 or 10 recent posts, into an email that's sent to everyone who enters their email address into that box. So those are really the three different ways to do it. There's pure RSS, there's RSS to email, and there's some form of a specific incentivized newsletter or, you know, an e-course or some sort of free resource. So I think the important thing here is understand the strategy first. Like, you know, every blog should at least have an RSS feed made available. You know, your audience may not be into RSS, but having it there is a good idea. And then you want to decide how best to use email.
Right, but is the RSS feed just to send the content from the latest post from your website?
That's correct.
And then if they sign up that way, there's no way for me to capture their email address.
Not as a pure RSS, no. You can create an RSS to email service, like FeedBurner does that, or if you're a bit more advanced, you can go to AWeber and use their blog broadcast tool. And that will collect the email addresses. Those people are just signing up for the same thing, but they prefer to use email rather than RSS. The problem with that is they're not signing up, though, necessarily for you to send them messages beyond your content from your blog. That's why what I said before is important. Because are they there? Like, if they stick their hand up and say, I want more information about this subject, then that's an email newsletter. And then you've got more leeway to send them other content. But they're just sticking their hand up saying, I just want your latest blog posts. That's what RSS is for.
Okay. And then you guys always focus, second question is on 2.63 for WordPress. And I know because I just signed up with a hosting company, GoDaddy, they're on 2.8. And I know a lot of the plugins don't work with 2.8 or haven't caught up to the 2.8 version. Is that why you guys always focus on 2.63?
Yeah, that's one reason. Gideon, you've got an answer for this one, so go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Basically, yes, you're right in saying that version 2.8, a lot of the plugins wouldn't have had time to catch up yet with the latest version of WordPress, and so a lot of them would still be outdated. Also with WordPress 2.8, I've noticed that there are a few nasty little bugs. Now, I don't want to slam 2.8, but because it also has some really nice features, but just be aware that if you do have the latest version of WordPress, there are going to be some bugs that you'll need to deal with. It's always the case with new software that gets released, and it normally takes a few months before they get rid of those bugs. That's one of the reasons why we've decided to stick with 2.6.3 for the moment, because it's a good stable version that works with WordPress, and it also makes it easier when you go through our program, because it keeps everything consistent with the videos that we have. And then towards the end of the course, we, of course, teach people how to upgrade if they do decide to upgrade to the latest version. Now, it's probably going to be the easiest is to use 2.6.3 for Become a Blogger Premium and to use HostGator for your hosting. But, I mean, if you've already got something set up with GoDaddy, I'm not going to try and convince you not to use them. But you will need to perhaps find a few more answers inside the forum area just to make sure that you get everything working and set up correctly for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
No problem. Just a reminder for anyone who may have jumped in late, There's a chat room at becomeablogger.com/signup. That is our current sales page. We're just using that as a special chat room today because this is a call for the public as well as our private members. And you have to press *9 on this call if you want to raise your hand to ask a question. So I'll move on to the next one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You can hear me okay?
Sure
yes,
can.
You can.
Okay, good. Thanks. I'm getting a weird feedback echo, but as long as you can hear me. Well, hi. I'm thinking of signing up for your course. And I have a few questions. I've been very interested to see that some of your posts lately are about the course or seem to center around people finding a topic or not feeling competent or not knowing what they're good at. And I've been using some of your information to try and refine what I'm doing. I've been a marketing consultant for 23 years and a sales copywriter, so I know a lot about that field, and there's a lot. There's already a lot of content out there, so it's a little intimidating. So I'm just wondering, between that and looking a little bit at Gideon at your X Factor materials, I also felt a little overwhelmed by some of the technology, and maybe because I'm just not familiar with it. I'm not particularly a technophobe, but I found it to be a little overwhelming. So I guess my question from all of that is it realistic to expect to sort some of that out in your course? And also, one other question I have, and there may be too many things to shoot at you at once, but what's a realistic time expectation in terms of working with the materials and how time-consuming it might be and how long before something might materialize? I know that depends what you put into it, but if you have any sort of general thoughts on that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, well, I guess the first question is, I just want to make sure I understand. So you're asking about the X factor strategies that we talk about inside the roadmap and also that we teach inside the premium course. You're wondering if that's something that you could source out potentially. Is that right?
No, not really. I looked at it and it overwhelmed me, frankly. I looked at it and I thought, okay, I don't really understand what you're saying here, and you know, maybe right. This is technology I could be, and I'd like to become familiar with it. I don't necessarily right. want to outsource it, but is that, you know, is that realistic for someone who looks at it the first time and says, ooh, what's this?
Okay, so that's a very good question. Okay, it's a very good question, and I think you'll be pleased to find out as you go through the course that, you know, we've really designed this Become a Blogger Premium course for beginners, for people like you who, you know, haven't really come across blogging much before, who haven't really used any of the social media technologies out there. And so really we've designed the course very carefully to help people take them right from the beginning, hold their hands and take them step by step throughout the different modules to help you, you know, get used to those technologies. So I'm just noticing there's someone doing some funny stuff on the chat room.
You might want to get a hold of that one, Gideon. I don't know how to ban. I don't have admin access, so we have to ban that person.
Yeah, we need to just close that down.
You keep talking. I'll keep talking while you do that.
Yeah, go for that. Yeah, I'll just turn that down.
Okay. Just to continue what Gideon was saying, definitely the Become a Blogger training in terms of teaching yourself the technical aspects is what it's designed for. So, but I do want to emphasize two sides of the fence here. You're going to learn how to set up and optimize your blog. And if you're, you know, technical, if you are at least willing to learn the technical aspects, you'll find the materials very helpful in that regard. That being said, the most important point is actually your ability to basically produce content. And what you said before at the start of your question, I think really gave me a lot of, you know, good sort of feedback to say that you definitely have the experience and the knowledge and very likely the case studies. It's really good if you have lots of stories to tell from helping clients or from your working environment to actually get content out there. That's actually the part where most people stumble with this. The technology, where it can be frustrating, is usually the easiest part to get over. So you go through our videos, you know, even if you just have a look at the 10 free videos we give people, if you go through that and install your blog and set it up, you'll see what it takes. And then, you know, it's basically a case of watching the video as Gideon shows you how to do it, and then, you know, press pause, do what he just did, press play, do the next step that he just did, and then you'll have the outcome at the end of that. And then, you know, once you're there, though, your blog will be set up. And then all you have to do is basically follow the rest of the course in terms of the tactics we introduce and the strategies and the, I guess, the philosophy we have regarding successful blogging. And a lot of that comes down to not as much technical aspects. So I wouldn't fear that area. And when, you know, push comes to shove with this, if you absolutely struggle with the technology, what you do is you just grab someone, an outsourcer, you even show them the Become a Blogger videos and say, can you just implement this for me on my blog? You know, just do this video for me, and I'll handle the rest of the videos, and you can do that aspect. But that's very rare. Most people can follow everything Gideon's presenting in there and get it done themselves.
Okay, thanks. And just to take it just one point further, if I can take another moment, is part of it geared toward helping to refine the niche? Because I'll just leave it at that. Because I could go on, but it's part of the course design to help do that.
Yeah, Yara, can I just say something before
go
into that? I've just fixed up the chat room, actually. I've just removed it. So if you just want to refresh your page on becomeablogger.com/signup, that'll get rid of all that stuff on there. And we may try and look at something else that we can use, but let's just refresh your page and that should get rid of that.
We've got a hacker, do we?
Yeah, I don't think it's a hacker. It's just someone that's being a little bit spiteful. So, it's not a problem. Just refresh your page and we'll get rid of that.
Okay, so to answer that question, the best way to get help with the niche refinement, like we do definitely cover that in some of the materials. You've seen it in the roadmap, for example. There's an audio in the Master of the Mindset series that you get in the program where I cover topic selection. And we're also going to be doing that special call next week just for the members who join the program, where we'll teach you a little bit more about topic selection, niche refinement, and then, you know, take some questions specifically focused on that area. But to be honest, the best way for you to really figure this out is two things. Obviously, the help we give you anytime on one of the live calls, you can ask and get feedback. And also the private forums, you're welcome to do the same thing there and get feedback from not only us, but the other members in the program who might give you some clarity as well, because there's a lot of experienced people already in the program. But ultimately here with niche refinement, the best way to get feedback is your actual audience. That they will always tell you. So what I find is the best thing to do is, you know, take a program like this, get some feedback, and then come to some assumptions, and then go test them with the blog. And that will start to give you the real concrete evidence of what you need to do. So that's the way to go.
Okay, so it's not unrealistic maybe even to, you know, try something, and if it doesn't work, go off in another direction. And so, I mean, all you really lose is time, I guess.
Exactly. And the good thing about a program like this is you can, you know, ask after a couple of weeks, hey, you know, I did this, I got this result. Do you think I should keep going, or is that a sign that I should stop and do something else? You know, it's nice to have that back and forwards.
Okay. And I'll just ask one more question quick. And how long does the course go for? I mean, I realize there's one where you can sort of get access whenever you want. And the other part of it is you'll send things once a week. But what's the design of it to be held approximately?
It is a six-month program in the sense that the videos were originally released a few videos a week for 6 months. However, now that you can jump in and get everything up front, it really is up to you. You could choose to just power through them in a month, or you could take as much time as you want, take a year if you like, and do it whatever you're comfortable with. So it really is up to you. You know, we'll be doing the calls all the time, so it's up to you.
Okay.
But 6 months is realistic. You know, that's a good time frame.
Okay, thanks. I've taken enough of your time. I'll turn it over to other people. Thank you, guys.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for your questions.
Okay. So we're not running a chat room now, I believe, is where we're at, right, Gideon?
Yeah, we've just closed it down. I think there was just someone that was not happy with their life and thought they'll make our lives a bit more interesting, but it's all fine now. So if you just refresh that page, it should be fine now.
Well, or just close it down since there's nothing there. Yeah. Okay, so we'll move on to the next one. It's a shame. I like the chat room, but maybe we'll have a go later on and see if they've decided to leave us alone.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
And I have a question about, are there two different programs? Is there one just to become a blogger and then a separate one, become a blogger premium? I'm a little confused.
Become a Blogger is just the domain name, and because we have some free videos there, plus the free roadmap report and the free blog, we chose to call the paid program Premium, which obviously contains the entire training course. So that's the difference, really. Become a Blogger is just the overall website, the brand name. And then if you want to join the Premium course, it's Premium.
Okay.
Tell me.
That's all I had. Thanks.
No problem.
Thanks, Lisa.
Easy one. All right. Next caller.
Yes, hello. This is Padma. I had a couple of questions. I just signed up for your Become a Blogger, the Premium. And the one thing I was wondering is, actually, I've already set up my blog, and I have a topic which seems to have, in my opinion, there should be a strong need for it. And then I've set up a blog, added some content on it before signing up for the Premium course. And I was wondering, do you think it's okay for me to continue with it, or it's basically to do with how to get an education for a low cost? And basically, I was wondering, do you think it's okay for me to go ahead, or should I go back and have three blogs? Because I can identify three blogs. Do you think it's better I go back, identify three blogs, and then proceed from there? And the second question I had was, because when I looked at your blog and I looked at a few others, there isn't much regarding the terms of use and privacy policy. So what the only thing I saw is a little bit on the comments, list building, and unsubscribe options.
It's a bit light. Okay. To answer the first one, this is really a personal choice. If you have three ideas you're quite passionate about and you'd like to test them all for the sake of efficiency and really seeing which one takes off, then go for it. But if you're solid on that one topic and you want to give it a real go and to test it in the marketplace by itself, that's okay too. There really are no rules with the testing period. What's important is you're taking some action and then seeing what the results are to give you an idea of how things are going, because you want to see an increase in your trends. That's the most important thing here. So if you focus on that,
I was just wondering, so have there been people who are really passionate and they strongly feel there should be a need? Do you know of people who have actually succeeded?
Oh, well, for sure. But don't forget, there's two sides of the coin. There's your strong passion, and then there's a market need. So you can always be sure of your strong passion, but you can't always be sure of the market need. So you need to, that's what the testing is for. That's what research is for. Do a little keyword research with the Google keyword tool. Check out how many other established websites are out there. There might be a reason why, but definitely there are. I mean, most bloggers, to be honest today, they don't do any research. Anyone who's successful most of the time has just got online, started blabbering some content, and it either works or it doesn't work, and then they keep going. So it's not the most scientific of processes. That's why it's nice to have a program like this. But yes, it's definitely has happened before.
Okay.
And the second one about the privacy policy.
That was my other question.
Yes, that one.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's an issue that most people don't really worry too much about. I mean, as you get larger, you want to have some sort of official terms of service and a disclaimer and a privacy policy. You're getting more exposure. I've noticed most bloggers really don't worry too much about it. They don't put much time into it, and it's a legal matter. So if you're really concerned, you get yourself a lawyer. And get some proper advice. We're not lawyers, so we can't tell you legal advice. But if that's something you are really concerned about, then you have to go to a lawyer. Most people don't, though.
Okay. Regarding my first question, if I could ask you, have you found that people who actually test with, say, some three blogs do better than those who don't?
I couldn't say conclusively because I don't have empirical data to back it up. What I can say is the people I've seen do three blogs work harder for obvious reasons. They have to manage three. And you got to be careful with that, because if you divide, let's say you've got 100% of energy and then you put 33% into three different projects, that may not be enough to test them accurately. And what happens is you think they all failed, but what happened was you actually didn't put enough energy into one. So sometimes putting 100% into one subject gives it a real test. And in fact, it really depends what your current circumstances are, how much time you have, how much energy you have to decide that question. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're like very busy, for example, then it may make sense just to start up one blog at a time and just to manage the one blog and put all the extra time that you have into that one blog rather than dispersing your energies and trying to make three blogs successful. So, yeah, it definitely depends on your own situation. Some people have been able to run three blogs at the same time and then very quickly see which one of those three blogs they find most interesting or which one gets the most attention. And then they very quickly cut the other two away and just focus on that one blog that that has shown success. But as Yara was saying, you really need to just think about your own personal situation and how much time you have available to spend on this.
Because right now I'm spending all my time doing this.
Okay.
Great. Well, you're in a great situation.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. We'll speak to you soon again. No problem. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Next caller.
Hey, Yara. How you doing?
Hey, Lee. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doris actually kind of asked my question and touched on it some, but I guess I can just ask it again. I was planning on doing with my membership site monthly or even maybe two times a month calls. And I was curious, you know, what you use as a teleconference service for, you know, something like this or what you would recommend for that. And, you know, maybe you could just elaborate on that, even though I kind of got the answer.
Yeah, no, it's a shame I can't type in the chat room, but it's HIDEF, that's HIDEF, conferencing.com. That's what we're currently using right now. And it's a good service in the sense that you get this hand-raising function for lecture mode. You can record the calls. You've got lots of different phone numbers for around the world. And my favorite feature is people can call in with Skype for no cost. So that is pretty much the reason why we've gone with this. There's literally hundreds, probably thousands actually, of free teleconference services and paid teleconference services. The problem is most of them don't seem to have the combination we want, Skype and hand raising. That's rare to find those two put together. Sometimes you find hand raising, rarely you find Skype. I'm sure it'll become more prolific over time, but the only other one I know of is actually called AccuConference, and it's ridiculously expensive. It's like a call like this would end up costing us about $500. It'd be crazy. So I highly recommend HIDEFconferencing.com.
Awesome. Thank you. And yeah, since I'm on here, I just wanted to say thank you. Things are going really good. And I, for anyone who's on the fence about become a blogger, definitely get on it.
Where are you at, Lee? It's time for a regular update. What's going on?
Well, you know, I switched over my blog name, so now it's actually, you know, readable and people can understand what it is, and that's been really helpful. But I'm at leepeel.com.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Leepeel.com.
I'm my own name now. You know, I'm that big that I can do like my own name now. And things are going really good. I have lots of visitors. Money has increased, and I'm going to be doing the membership site launch in, you know, about 2 months now, and I'm planning for that. So everything's just going better than I could expect it. So, and it's definitely Yaro that helped me do that.
And Gideon.
Yeah, and Gideon. Plug. Yeah.
Exactly. I appreciate that. I'm really looking forward to see what your membership site looks like when you get it out there. So,
thank you very much.
Okay, we'll move on. Next caller. Well, we're trying for next caller. The line's just hung. Might be some problem with that one. I was actually quite curious whether the technology would be able to handle the full brunt of a public phone call. So we're going well so far. I think we've hit the first hiccup. It's funny how just after you recommend a conference service, it just decides to have issues. All right, we'll try again. Here we go. Okay, you're live, caller.
Hello. There?
Hello.
You can hear me now?
Sure can.
Oh, great. Thank you. My question is regarding a WordPress theme.
template. My niche is the health and fitness area, which is, you know, a very diverse and saturated type of niche. But I would like to know what you would recommend as far as a WordPress template for affiliate marketing. And also, if you can give me some guidance on how to differentiate myself from the rest and monetize this blog at the same time.
Well, you can go get in.
It's first off, a great theme that you could use if you're interested in affiliate marketing is the affiliate theme by Unique Blog Designs. That's a fantastic theme. It's what's really good about it is that it's really clean and easy to use. A lot of times you get the themes that are a little bit cluttered or they're broken in some way and don't quite do the job for you. The affiliate theme is actually a really, really nice theme because it's, you know, very easy to install. But once you've got it installed, it actually gives you a lot of options to customize it further, you know, so you can actually have quite a bit of flexibility with how you want to make it look. So you may need some help to define the CSS code for it. But I mean, just even without that, you can still change the look of it quite a bit. And then, of course, it has all those wonderful other features to help you with affiliate marketing in particular.
Okay, but that particular program is you purchased that, right? The affiliate theme.
Yes.
Because today I just purchased Become a Blogger Premium, and also I also joined the Blog Mastermind program with you guys.
Okay.
So kind of spin out right now.
Yeah, we do. There's I know in both programs we actually link to a couple of free theme websites. And in terms of, you know, recommending a good theme, this is a very subjective matter because, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And, of course,
right.
You've got the real aspects of SEO and what works and what doesn't work. So I'll just quickly say, find a theme you like the look of and make sure it's, you know, it's from a reputable theme site. Like the WordPress theme site is going to have quality themes in it, and they're all free. So just find one you like and get it installed, and then just get creating content. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. And then
do all the videos.
Right. Yeah. And what would you recommend as far as monetizing it? Because I need to do something to turn this around as fast as I can to make it profitable.
Okay. When speed is an issue, I'm always wary because I don't like people to have that kind of pressure on themselves. You know, like I don't want you to be paying your bills and putting food on the table based on the money you make within the first month of blogging because you might get hungry, you know. So what I do recommend if you are after speed is just be very conscious of the topic you go after. Make sure there is a hungry audience for that. If you're not sure about that, come on the call with us next week when we talk about that subject. Because, you know, if you go after a subject where there's no audience, then you may have a very long climb ahead of you. So you want to get that right.
I have a very good captive audience,
well,
micro niche.
Okay.
And I think,
you know, in that case,
well.
You know, that if income is an issue, like I always think for people who really need the money fast, the quickest way is actually to sell yourself. I mean that in the nicest way, selling some sort of service like consulting, because you can deliver that straight away. Obviously, you know, you can put some banners up and start selling some sponsorship. That's quick too. Affiliate marketing is quick as well, obviously, because you don't have to create the product. So I'd use a combination of those three: banners, advertising, affiliate income, and if you have some sort of consulting type service you can offer or some kind of service, then, you know, put a page up on your blog immediately that says coaching or consulting or services and just write what you can do for people. Put a PayPal button there with a fee and, you know, start taking customers.
Okay. Thank you.
Also, just one more thing about the theme there, if it's a worry to you. Like Darryl was saying, you can just grab a free theme for now. You can actually upgrade your theme or change your theme at any stage later on. So when you have more funds, so it's not something that you have to purchase right at the beginning. You can just go for a free theme and then upgrade later on.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, everyone, there are lots of questions. So what I'm going to do is we're going to try and be as brief as we can, but obviously try and help you. Normally on these calls, obviously it's not quite as busy as this because it's a private and a public call. And we do have time to, I guess, really dive into the questions and massage out the answers. But because it's so busy, we're going to just give you our, you know, impactful 80-20 type question answer. And hopefully we'll be of service that way. So with that, we'll move on to the next one.
Hi, Gideon and Yaro. The blog that I'm concerned or want to start, I've only found one form for it. Should that be a concern for me?
What do you mean by one form?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean by one form? Can you just explain a bit more?
Well, I've gone through the started the Become a Blogger Premium. And it says find three or four forms that you could, start participating in, asking questions, getting your name and stuff out there. And I can't find any. I found one for my particular topic. And that I don't know if that should concern me or if that's saying that there's a bigger opportunity for me because there's only one form.
Gotcha. Sorry, I just misinterpreted your accent there. My apologies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A forum. So you're looking for a forum in your niche, and what you're saying is that you can't seem to be finding any. So what is your niche?
The high level niche is spas, and the one forum that I found is called Spa Trade Forums. And other than that, I'm more so talking about a person attending or experiencing the spa, so the massaging and the facials and the manicures and pedicures. The other forms that I find talk about the equipment that they use. And so I literally found one in that particular area. And I'm struggling because I Googled and searched and everything else that I come up talks about the equipment that you use in a spa, and that's not what I'm going after.
Right. Well, there's two ways of going about this. One is to try and look for forums that are a little bit wider in topic. So instead of being quite specific with spas and just massaging and that sort of stuff, you know, think about keywords that you can look for that would include a wider audience, and you may be able to find more forums like that. The other thing that this could be telling you is that maybe there is not a big enough audience out there for what you're specifically trying to do. But the first thing I would do is just to try and look for a wider audience first in terms of the forum. And then once you find those forums, you should be able to dig down into more detail and find those the smaller niche type areas that you're more interested in and those sort of areas that you can actually own inside those forums. So I'm not sure how much of that you've done already, but maybe that's something else that you could try too.
Okay. And then what's the frequency of your calls, of these calls, if you're a premium member?
Well, it depends. We try and have one every 2 weeks. Sometimes it's one every week, but it's mostly once every 2 weeks or so. We've sometimes just had it once a month, but we try and, especially at the beginning of new members going through the course, trying to have them more regularly because there are more questions right at the beginning.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
No problem.
All right. Thank you very much.
Next caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Sure can. You can.
Yeah, great. Hi, thank you, Yaro and Gideon, for taking my call. I was wondering, I'm currently on Blogger, and my understanding is that to take your class, you need to switch over to WordPress. Is that correct?
Yeah, we would certainly, I guess, advise you to and recommend that you use WordPress.org for your blogs. A number of reasons for that. Something like Blogger or any of the other free services like WordPress.com as opposed to WordPress.org. The issue with those ones is that while they're easy and fun to use, you don't actually own any of the stuff there. So the problem with that is that one day if your blog becomes quite valuable and you get a lot of traction, you can't just sell it, you know, because it doesn't actually belong to you. The other issue with that is that if Blogger or whoever else is running the show, if they decide to shut you down, you can lose all your content overnight, which would be a disaster, especially if you've been able to build up a successful blog. So that's why we recommend you go for something like WordPress.org, because that allows you to essentially install your own blogging software, your own blogging platform, the WordPress blogging platform, on your own server. And you also own your own domain name. So what that then means is that you actually own everything, and you've got control over what happens, when it happens, and you don't have the risk of someone else shutting you down.
How is there any information in the course about how to do that, or is it difficult to do?
You know, I haven't done it myself personally, but we do have some very, very experienced people inside our forum area that we often direct people to for this sort of thing, to help them get their blogger content onto a WordPress blog. So as far as I know, it's, you know, all you do is you basically export your content and your database from Blogger, and then you import it into your WordPress.org website. Now, I do recommend
I've actually done this, not from Blogger. I did it from Movable Type, was my very first blog. And WordPress actually has an import function. Like Gideon says, you can do it that way. And in worst case scenarios, you can even just grab your content from your RSS feed and do its best job to try and put it in there. But trust me, you're not the only person who's wanted to move away from Blogger into WordPress. So it's been done by a lot of people, and it's quite easy to do.
Great. Well, thank you. You've answered my questions.
Good stuff. Easy.
No problem. And let me find out where your call is gone. I've lost you.
I'm still here.
I know you're still there. It says the caller says it's not live, but you are live. So we'll move on to the next one and see what happens. My control panel with all of the hordes of people on here is a little bit lagging. This is not surprising. How's your access to the control panel at the moment, Gideon? Are you?
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Shall I try and click on the next person, shall I?
The next person. I'm also trying to shut down the current line. It's just not shutting down for me. So.
All right. It's not showing that anybody's active on mine at the moment, yeah. So I might...
You try and free the next one. I'll just type in who was open, and we go. We'll move on. Let me try, and we'll see where we're at. All right, next caller.
Hello, this is Sammy.
Sammy.
Hello. Yes, Sammy. Sammy.
Hi, Sammy.
Yeah. I am extremely new. In fact, I'm so new I'm not even there yet. I've got, more questions to where I don't even know what questions to ask. But there is one that may sound stupid, but I'm looking at starting a blog that I'm in a unique position of having potentially several hundred thousand people that may want to be participants or subscribe to. And the question is, is there a way for me to actually charge a monthly fee to be able to come in and have access to a blog? Because obviously that would be a good way to make income. And just on that point alone, and I got a couple other little things as well.
Yes. Sure. I mean, yes, I think Yaros, he's just been sort of through this, but I think he'll be better at answering this question.
Okay. So many ways to do this, Sammy. It really is up to you. But obviously, you know, the simple thing is you can just have password protected areas in a WordPress blog and take a PayPal fee and give people the password just through an email. That's the simplest way. You can get a little more complex, and there's a plugin called Wishlist for WordPress, which allows you to set up a full-blown membership site using your WordPress blog, which will let you have layers of membership and password-protected areas. People can, you know, join a premium section, maybe a platinum section, and so forth. So it really depends how complicated you want to make this. We, you know, if you're in any of our programs, you've seen what we do. We have a, I guess, a very simple system where we pass or protect a blog, and then we use an email list to control our members, to communicate with our members, and to give our members access to the resources they paid for. And that's quite simple to set up. You know, you may need a tech person depending on what your technical skills are, but it's definitely possible.
None. Okay. So that is the simple question to the answer to the question I have. Now, you mentioned earlier about a form or a chat that you're using right now, and I unfortunately wasn't quite ready to go into that. So is that still available for me to be able to go in?
The chat room? We got hit by a bit of a spammer on that chat room at the moment because they must have decided they wanted to annoy us. So we actually just took the chat room down because they were being a bit profane. Yeah, we'll try. We might test it. Gideon, do you want to put it up again and see whether they're still annoying us? And
I've been keeping an eye on the chat room, so there hasn't been much. Well, there hasn't been any stuff for quite a while. So I might chuck it back up there and see how it goes.
Okay. When it's up there, let us know, and we'll give people the address, and you can have a look too, Sammy.
Okay, good.
That's it for questions.
And also, if you could possibly explain to me, the uninitiated, what the premium is. Is this the one that's like $47 a month for 6 months, and or is there another Become a Blogger premium that you're talking about, a paid subscription?
You got it right there.
Now, explain to me what's available.
Oh, great question.
I'm so new to this. You know, I used another method. I'm a multi-level marketer, and I used another method previously to get leads, and that one, it was telephone listings, and that played out due to a lot of different reasons. It became too expensive for one thing, but it became clear to me that internet marketing was the way that has to be done, but it's like trying to take a sip of water out of a fire hydrant. You know, it's just like my face gets blown off, and so I'm trying to, you know, take baby steps into this.
Simplify.
You know, I'm not stupid, but good grief, there's just too much. And I'm becoming overwhelmed with it, and I'm getting confused as to what's available and so forth.
You definitely sounds like you're in the right mindset to grab some sort of training program. Obviously, you know, you're talking about lead generation. Blogging is a fantastic way to get lead generation. I mean, the good thing about blogging, creating
the name
a blog.
Of the game.
Right, and if you blog over time, you will attract an audience. You know, Google will send you traffic if nothing else. So there's definitely an aspect there. Become a Blogger is designed to help you set up through. It is a 6 month program. You can do it quicker or slower if you want to, but it is 6 months. I guess it's that long because, you know, some things take longer to actually get going. You know, you got to write content and so forth. But basically, if you go for the monthly option, you'll pay $47 a month. You'll get around 2 to 3 videos a week. You implement the videos, so you'll be building your blog as you go through the program. Gideon will show you the installation process, the optimization process. Then we'll start moving on to some of the more strategic topics where we'll teach you about good content writing, and we'll give you some ideas on you know, how to write content that really attracts an audience and build your traffic up, get those leads, as we're talking about. Then you'll move on to marketing. So you take that good content and tell people about it, so to bring an audience back to your blog. And then towards the end of the program, we start talking about the monetization process, which is how you can turn that into an income stream. You know, in your case, you may already have the machine that produces the money. You just need the leads. So, you know, you may decide to do what we do as well, advertising, affiliate marketing, selling your own products. But you've also got the advantage of having your MLM system to plug straight into a successful blog. And, you know, that's pretty much the run through. So if you go through and just do what's in the videos, you'll come out at the end of it, I can guarantee you, with a good blog, a well-optimized blog, and you'll, you know, have a system for succeeding at blogging online. And that's what the course is all about.
So on this blog, though, I can put training videos and just access to, like, for example, if I had a couple hundred videos eventually made, which I've got them all outlined as to what I want to do, it's not a difficult thing to come up with the content. It's just a matter of taking the time to, you know, get it done and build it. But, you know, I guess, is there, like, a place besides YouTube to park all these? Because, you know, on a public place like YouTube, for example, you know, if they decide they don't like what you're doing, if it becomes too commercial in their opinion, you know, they'll slap you, they'll shut you down, it all goes away.
Yeah, I might give this a go.
Pass it on the video, guys.
YouTube is a great place to store your video, especially for the free sort of stuff and for promotion purposes. But if you want to have your videos on the inside of your blog, say, for example, where you only give access to your members and that sort of thing, that requires a totally different level of knowledge and skill. Now, I think we mentioned it slightly inside the course, but really the Become a Blogger Premium course is not really designed to go into detail for that. And we cover some of that inside the forums, but the actual course does not go into in detail for that. So for that, I guess just quickly, what you'll need to do is use something like a separate server, something like Amazon S3. And what you do is you essentially upload your videos to that external server, so it's not on your own server, and then you stream from that server on your blog, if that makes any sense to you. That's what we're currently doing for our membership site, and it works really well. So that method basically means you own the content, you own the server because you pay for it, and no one else can shut it down, like YouTube, for example. And and so you have that level of protection. It's a little bit more tricky to set up.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Paul.
Now, I was just going to say it's a little bit more tricky to set up, but you know, once you get the hang of it, it's not too bad.
How expensive is a service like that?
Oh, Amazon is very cheap. It's probably one of the most affordable hosting services you'll find for hosting big things like video files. Amazon S3 is only one of many. There's another one called Cachefly that you could use. And, you know, we're talking cents here per megabytes of download. So,
what's our bill, Gideon?
Well, you know, our bill at the moment is probably about $150 a month. But, you know, we get a lot of traffic. We're getting a lot of people coming to our site and going through our videos. And our videos are big. You know, we've got a lot of videos as well. So
the entire course for once. Yeah.
Yes. So combining a lot of traffic
so
with a lot of
videos. So that was MS or Amazon MS, you say?
Amazon S3. So the letter S for S3. Sierra, then the number 3. Yes.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Let's see here. Okay, so did you have the chat room or the forum address or whatever?
Oh, yeah, so I've just it looks like our friend has left, so that's good. The chat room is back up if you want to go to becomeablogger.com/sign-up. And if you're already on there, just hit refresh, and just below the video you should be able to see the little chat room there.
Oh, okay, here refresh is.
Or reload?
Yeah.
Or reload, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Was that all your questions?
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
All right. Now, there's a lot of hands up, and we're going to try and get through every person's question here, but I realize depending on where you are in the world, we've just hit the hour mark. I know some of you are potentially in Europe, and you might be at 1 a.m. or something like that now, so you might want to head to bed. So I just want to quickly, while I have an opportunity to do this, as I said, we will go through everyone's question as long as it's not going to take 10 hours. Gideon and I like to help everyone we can. And, you know, like I said, normally during these calls, it's not as busy, so we do have time to really flush out all of the questions. So, but before anyone does leave, if you are interested in joining the Become a Blogger Premium, I want to give you the warning that we are closing it down in about 24 hours time. So it's at becomeablogger.com/sign-up. And if you're listening to this call on the recording, obviously check your time. If it's past Friday midnight on July 3rd of 2009, then you've missed the opportunity to join. So you guys who are listening to this live right now, you've still got 24 hours to make a decision if you haven't already jumped on board with us. If not, you listen to the recording, then you know you check your calendar. July 3rd, midnight, Eastern Standard Time, US, is when we're shutting this one down. So it's at becomeablogger.com/sign-up. That's enough of my pitch, but I just wanted to get that in there, everyone, in case you – I don't want you to miss out, basically. And we're obviously starting – in earnest next week with that topic selection call, and you've got access to the videos as soon as you join. All the information is in that page, at the sign-up page. You can watch the video there and check it out as well. So if you've been enjoying this type of interaction and you want more of it, then definitely come work with us. So, and of course, the chat room's up as well on that page too. So if you're on this call now and you want to check out what's going on, the same place, becomeablogger.com/sign-up. There's a little chat room under the video, and you can see what's happening there. But we'll jump on to the next caller now.
Hi, it's Andrea here. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, what's the difference between this Become a Blogger and the Blogger Mastermind?
It's my favorite question, this one. Get it so often.
It's just come up in the chat room as well, so very timely.
All right. Excellent. I'll give you the short version because I could talk forever on the differences, but essentially Become a Blogger Premium is training specifically on video. It's very much focused on the how-to of doing things. So Gideon is going to show you how to do something with your blog on a video, and then you're going to go and replicate his process to do it. And it's, in that sense, very well suited to people who are visual learners and beginners. Blog Mastermind is a course I created, and I wrote the lessons myself just after I'd finished setting up my blog and getting it to the point where I was making about $100,000 a year. Now, that course is more focused on people who outsource their technical aspects. So, you might want to have a bit of money to outsource. And it also takes you to a few more advanced subjects. And, of course, it's written content, not video training. So the real difference here, I would recommend, is you actually take Become a Blogger first if you're a beginner, so you get that awareness of how blogging works, how set up a blog, how to optimize a blog. And then you can take something like Blog Mastermind to take you beyond what you just learned in Become a Blogger. There is some overlap in the program. In the first few weeks of Blog Mastermind, we cover setting up a blog, which is the same material covered in Become a Blogger. But from that point forward, it's quite different. And of course, it's completely different medium. We're talking written lessons once a week in Blog Mastermind, created by me, and then visual video training in Become a Blogger. So it's different mediums. That's my answer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem. I do recommend everyone grab both if you're really serious about blogging, because you'll get everything we've got, basically, on how to build a great blog.
Okay.
No more questions? All right. Thank you. And for those of you who haven't actually gone through the process, there's a special that we're doing where you can get both programs at the same time if you join Become a Blogger now. At a discount price, you can get Blog Mastermind as well. So if you click the buy button on that sign-up page, you'll see the video that explains what Blog Mastermind offers in addition, and you can decide whether you want to grab it as well. But I'll move on to the questions. Go ahead.
Also, I'm not sure if you mentioned it because I was in the chat room, but also one of the things with Become a Blogger that we like to emphasize are all the X factor strategies that we go into in quite a bit of depth. And these are the social media type strategies that we talk about, like cool ways of dealing with images and audio and video to help you basically stand out from the crowd and help you drive a lot more traffic to your site as a result as well. So it's, I guess it's something that we focus on that's different about Become a Blogger compared to a lot of other courses out there.
Definitely. There's very little social media component in Blog Mastermind, so that's a great feature of Become a Blogger. And we'll move on to the next caller.
Hi, this is Gina. How are you?
Good, Gina. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Just excited with all this information and knowledge that the two of you are sharing with us, and I want to thank you and tell you that how much I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I have two quick, well, I guess they're quick. I don't know. I know you're trying to keep it short. So my first question is, what is the potential of blogging in another language with WordPress? And the other question is, what is the difference between the premium and watching your videos?
Okay, I'll just quickly address that. Become a Blogger Premium is a 6-month video training program. The one without the premium is just the 10 free setup videos we give you there. So the difference is, do you want to take your training beyond those 10 free videos and get the entire course? But the whole content, everything is video.
Okay.
Regarding other languages, It obviously depends what language. You know, some languages require certain browsers have a plugin. You know, some of the Asian languages, because of the characters, are quite different. But in terms of strategic, like the strategic elements of blogging in different language, there are a lot of good reasons to choose a non-English language, simply because of competition is less, and you have a lot of opportunity to potentially become a dominant player in a market where there's just not as many quality bloggers. They just don't know how to blog. They haven't taken training. They haven't studied. They haven't been consistent. They haven't put in the effort. And one of the things I recommend to people is look at markets that are doing really well in English languages, and then take it to your native language and become the dominant player in your market. That's a great indication. Assuming it's, you know, it's a subject that is universal. It's popular in English and in other languages, and you can really cash in there. If you're prepared to do the work to become the expert. So I say go for it.
So, but where would I go to find out, to find blogs in, let's say, in Spanish or Portuguese or French or anything like that?
Well, it's the same research process. You know, I don't surf the web in those languages, but obviously people in South America and Spain and are studying and researching and you know, involving themselves in those languages online. So there's a Google in those languages. You can use the search tools there to find those things. There's got to be forums, communities, you know, MySpace pages. All these things are available in other languages. Now, are you asking that question, though, because you are looking for places to market your blog, or you just want to, you know, see what's available?
No, not so much marketing. It's just so much thinking of perhaps creating a blog, let's say, in Spanish in my field of expertise.
Okay, so what's the reasoning, though, behind wanting to see other websites in that language?
I'm not sure I understand the question. What's the what?
What's like, is your reason, like, why do you want to see other websites in other languages? Like, how does that impact you?
Well, so I can see, I'm in organization development, mm-hmm. and my expertise is in helping other businesses with their struggles, their teamwork, et cetera. So by seeing what is out there or looking at other blogs, just as we can go to TypePad, Blogger, et cetera, and see what others are writing, I can then establish my niche in Spanish in that, you know, whatever topic I decide.
I get you. It's a research tool to make sure that there actually is an audience is what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, okay. The same rules apply here. You know, the Google is a search engine available in pretty much every main language, or major language. So you're always going to have keyword data available there. And I don't know if Google publishes keyword data in other languages beyond English. I've never actually looked into that. But obviously, you know, pick the language you're going into, so it's Spanish. Have a look, you know how to surf the web in that language. So start surfing it and seeing what you can find in the sense of, are there forums covered in that language? The tricky thing with this is, because you're dealing with smaller population sizes and often populations that aren't as technically savvy, you've got to be careful to get that lovely combination of, yes, there's enough people in my market that I can be successful, but just because I don't find anyone else online doesn't mean that's not the case, because you may find that there just aren't people who are being proactive enough, yet there's still a lot of people who want to read that information and would potentially buy. So I would err on the side of actually testing this out first by just setting up a blog and seeing how it goes. You know, publish content, start building your brand, start building your reputation. See if you can find any publications whatsoever, whether offline or online, that covers your subject matter, and start getting your face into those places so you get some marketing as well. And then see what the response is. You know, you can do this over a month as a test, or 2 months or 3 months, and then you'll have a feel for where things are. But beyond that, it's the same rules apply. You just got to get out there and see what's being discussed where. You know, use search engines that are available in those languages and see what happens.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
No problem, Gina.
No problems.
Okay. Trying to get to the questions. Next caller.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Okay. I have three quick questions. Everything's going through the chat right now, so this one should be pretty fast. I'm pretty much in between the novice and the veteran. Is this a good course for me to take?
Well, let me ask you this question. How did you find the 10 free videos? Because they're very introductory.
Those were pretty simple, in my opinion.
Okay. How about the stuff in the roadmap, X-Factor techniques?
I was learning a few things from it.
Okay. I think, you know, it's tough to say. You may find the first few weeks videos too easy for you because they are about optimization and setting up the blog. My advice is actually very simple, though. Try it out. If you don't like it, you're finding it too easy, just let us know and we'll refund your money. You know, we don't want you in there if you're not getting anything out of it. So you might want to try the prepaid option to get all the videos at once. Go check out the ones in the latter half of the course, and the X Factor ones in particular, or, you know, the stuff on podcasting, on video marketing, you know, maybe some of the monetization presentations, and see whether that is, you know, value for money for you. And then just let us know.
Okay. I probably will take it no matter what because of John's offer that he's doing.
Yeah, right.
It's a pretty good one.
Okay. My next one is, it's really not a newbie question, but I was wondering, I'm having trouble like networking with other bloggers and getting JVs and everything. How do you suggest to go about doing this?
You go first, Gideon.
Okay, I've got some ideas here. Something I would do, first of all, is sign up with or get yourself an RSS feed reader if you haven't got that already. That's essential for something like this. Next step is to sign up or subscribe to all the RSS feeds of the bloggers that you want to get in touch with and build a relationship with. Third step is to every day open up your RSS feed reader and see who's made new comments or who's posted new information on their blogs. Go to those blogs, absorb the information, and reply to those posts, you know, and start building up a relationship with those key people that you want to have a relationship with. If you do this consistently over time, you're going to get attention from those people. They're going to get to know you. They're going to build the friendship and the relationship. And over time, when it comes to running a joint venture with them, because you've had this built up experience with them and shared experience, they're going to be much more likely to want to do work with you. So that's one way of finding these people and building a relationship with them. It's very powerful. I mean, this whole commenting thing on blogs is not only about getting like a link back to your site, which is not really a big deal, or getting, you know, people clicking on that link. The whole idea with this, or a big part of it, is to get the attention of the blog owner. And so when you write these comments to these blog posts, make sure that you add value, you know, add a lot of value. Don't just be like everyone else. Make yourself stand out from the crowd so that the blog owner goes, whoa, who's this guy? You know, who's this guy that writes all this valuable content that actually adds to what I'm saying to my audience and helps me in becoming more successful as a blogger. So it's a really cool strategy that we teach. That's something that you can do. There are a number of other ways as well, but I suppose that's one of the main ones we teach for you as a blogger. Yeah, I might have some other.
You know, it depends on your desired outcome from this. You know, you've got everything from I want to get a guest post on someone else's blog to get traffic from their blog to my blog, up to the point where I've got a product and I want them to promote it for me so I can make some sales and, you know, they'll make some money as an affiliate. What I find, there's a ladder you have to climb here. So, you know, you start off and it's a bit of a catch-22. Most people don't pay attention to people unless they already have attention. So you have to get to the point where you have a little bit of attention in your market. So I often think guest writing is the best way to begin that process. So, you know, a lot of the people, John Chow, you know, you go to him and say, listen, I want to get I've got this great article for you here. Take a look at it. Love it if you post it on your blog as a guest article. And, you know, if it's relevant, chances are he'll do that for you. Same with pro blogger. If we're talking about the blogging about blogging niche and most other niches too. You find the leaders, maybe not the big, big ones, depending on what the format is, but they'll post a guest post if it's a quality article. Why not? You know, it's good content. And that opens a door. That gets you some traffic. They know who you are then. You can, you know, send them an email and they're more likely to reply. and that will lead you to other more potentially lucrative joint venture strategies as well. You could create products together. You could have someone like John Chow promoting your product if you eventually create one. In my opinion, the best way, if you ever want someone's attention though, make some sales of their product or send them some traffic. You know, that will guarantee you'll get their attention, because there's a very, you know, a strong feel of reciprocity. If someone makes you $1,000, you want to reward them by at least paying attention to what they say to you after that.
Okay.
All right.
And my last question is, after like this, say the 6 months, if I did it bi-monthly, do you stay in the membership and do you network with everybody in there? Or after the 6 months, you're kind of done with the program?
Well, it's available to you. Let's put it that way. You know, we're not, as long as we own this business, we're not shutting anything down for the graduates, the paying members. You guys always have access. You know, everyone listening to this call now, while a lot of you are brand new to us, there's going to be some people listening in who are actually been members all the way back since December of last year. They've finished paying. They're graduates. They just keep coming on the calls. They keep listening to the calls. And, you know, you can still use the forums and so forth. So we have no problems with you doing that. As long as you graduate the program, you'll get unlimited access.
Okay, that's it. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right.
All right. As I said before, I'm going to try and get through everyone's question. We've still got a bunch in here. So with that, I'll stop talking and do the next question.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Doris from San Diego.
Hey, Doris. Hi, Doris. How are you doing?
Hi, Gideon.
Wow, well, good pronunciation.
Well, Yara, I just wanted to say that between you and Frank Kern, you've now created a monster. I'm actually starting a blog, and I can't tell you the name yet, but it's going to be funny.
That's good.
Because, you know, Frank Kern is so himself that it actually made me decide I want to do a blog where I'm just going to be myself, not my professional self.
It is kind of worrying that that is the natural Frank, isn't it? So.
Yeah, but I loved it because I love just, you know, also being just me. But anyway, let me quickly get my questions. Yara, on your site, Entrepreneur Journey, your videos look like they're from Vidler. Is that right?
Some of them are hosted on Vidler, that's right, yes.
For the most part, do you recommend that one just does one's own videos, loads it up, you know, like with Amazon S3?
Yeah, I'll give you my opinion. This is obviously Gideon's specialty, but I use Vidler for the sort of public free videos on my blog that are longer than 10 minutes. I will use YouTube for the ones that are under 10 minutes. I just do that, you know, because they're free videos. I want them to actually get some benefit from the hosting on YouTube, so I prefer it to be there, building up a bit of a profile there. I just use Vidler those few times when my videos are a bit longer or I'm having trouble uploading to YouTube. For anything that's like paid content, we host on Amazon S3 or Cachefly. So as if you're inside Become a Blogger Premium, you'll see the videos there all on Amazon S3, which we've mentioned a few times during this call. That's just because, you know, this is private premium content. So we're giving, you know, we're hosting our own stuff on our own server, so only our members have access to it.
But, and we have control. I actually bought Frank Kern's Mass Control through you, so now I'm going to get that free bonus.
Oh, you're in then. You're in.
With
yep.
you?
You should anyway, you should have access already. Yeah. Well, you will have access once you get through the 30 days. So.
Yeah, 30 days, not yet. Yeah. Anyway, the other question is, I like your theme. What theme, WordPress theme, are you using?
I'm using a custom design by Nathan and his team at uniqueblogdesigns.com. I've had custom designs for the last three designs on my blog. Before that, I used the pool theme, which is a bit different, but that was the one I had originally. Pool, like swimming pool.
Oh, pool. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So I think a lot of my questions were answered in the meantime while I was on the phone. And I'll let you know what my funny blog is when I'm ready to launch it. You'll laugh.
Great, Doris. Looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Doris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You don't want to say goodbye in Afrikaans, do you?
Tot ziens, Doris. Dit was lekker om met jou te gepraat het.
See, now she can't reply, though. Oh, next caller.
guys. This is Ray in Los Angeles. As you were mentioning, that some people have been here for a while. I'm one of those. Hope this finds you guys well. My question is, I went to a car show, took my laptop, and used Ustream to broadcast it, but it came up real choppy. So this is probably going to be for Gideon, and I was just wondering if it could have been, I believe it's a combination of things. One, it was an older laptop, and I was using the wireless connection, and if I use my new laptop, would that resolve the problem? Because I found that by accident that this car show can get me a lot of traffic because they have lots of these car shows, and one of the problems is most people don't know about them. So I'm thinking I can use that part as a way of passing out cars at the car show, making the car show live, and, you know, going from there. But go ahead, you guys. What's your response? And thank you. And also, real quick, anybody that's on the fence, you really need to get off the fence. I've bought all kinds of stuff through the years, and one of the biggest problems with most people is you buy their stuff.
Oh, dear. That's Ray.
Oh, he was just about to say some great stuff, too. Ray, loving that. No, his line has dropped out, so.
Ray, I'm not sure if he's still there. I'll go ahead and answer the question anyway.
Maybe we shouldn't, because Ray won't be able to hear it. His line has actually dropped out completely. So maybe Ray will raise his hand again. We might actually jump to the next one. Ray, if you're still, if you get back on, you know what to do. Press *9, and we'll get you back on. So save the praise. Love the praise. Next caller.
Yes, hi, this is Padma. My one question I have is, basically I was thinking in the beginning, I thought it's good to start with the Become a Blogger Premium and get both your IROs and get in both of your tutorials and then start with something simple since I'm a beginning blogger. And I was thinking once I'm done with this course, then I'll start with the the Mastermind course. So I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Perfect.
Very good way to go about it. Yeah. Basically, the way that we, look at Become a Blogger and Blog Mastermind is that it's a great way to enter into the blog, into Become a Blogger if you're a beginner. So that'll help you set up your blog, optimize it, help getting you the content on it, add the X factors, start driving traffic and start monetizing it. So that'll get you, at the best place to start for your blog. Then if you want to take your blog to the next level, to really think more wider and more strategically about your blogging as a business, then we recommend that you also take Blog Mastermind, because that'll then go into a lot more detail for those kind of things for you. So it's a really, really great combination if you've got both of them.
Okay. Fine. I was just thinking taking both of them at the same time might be a little bit too much, and then okay. I think
it's good. It doesn't matter. I mean, you could you could sign up for both. It doesn't mean you've got to do them both at the same time, because once you've signed up and you've made the payments, you get lifetime access to both the courses. So one way we'd recommend you do it is to go through Become a Blogger Premium first, get everything set up and going. Once you're done with that, then move on to Blog Mastermind and then focus on that. So have a very focused approach so that you don't get overwhelmed and confused with too many things happening at the same time. So do the one while you put the other one on the back burner, and then once you're done with the first one, move on to the second one and focus on that.
Okay. And Blog Mastermind, do you open it up? Do you have it started in January and, two times a year? Or how does it work?
Blog Mastermind is actually always open. The difference is Become a Blogger is shutting down now, and there's a discount if you want to get both at the same time. So if you don't and you want to join Blog Mastermind later, you'll be paying the full fee for Blog Mastermind.
Okay. Fine.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Oops, I hope she didn't have something else to say there, because I just cut her off with the next caller. Hopefully Ray will come back too.
Oh, hi, this is Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Yeah, hi, I just signed up this morning for your premium membership. And awesome. I just have a question on themes again. I started on WordPress.com and migrated my blog over. I just had 13 posts, so it was pretty easy. With the theme, it's like, there's so many out there, and I heard Gideon say before that you could just start with a free one. But I find that some of the free ones can't work with plugins. Like I was trying to put in something called related posts, right, which would help my blog. But it wouldn't work with my theme. Is that a problem with the theme, or is that a problem with how I use the plugin?
It's likely to be your theme, Christina. So a really easy way to find out if it's a problem with your theme or not is to revert back to the classical theme, the original default theme that WordPress comes with, and then to see if that plugin works with the original theme. If it does work, then you've got a very clear answer that your new theme has a problem with it, and that you'll need to then either live with the problem or install a different theme. A recommendation from me personally, because I've played around with themes quite a lot now. There are a lot of pretty good free themes out there, but I've always found that there were some little niggly issues that I didn't like about them. Either some plugins mm-hmm. wouldn't work, it wasn't nicely optimized for the internet or whatever else. And lately, I've really been moving towards themes that are well designed. And they actually cost you a little bit of money. So it costs you a bit of money up front, but it means that you get a much better end result. Now, as we said before, you don't have to do that right at the beginning. You can, if you don't have the funds right from the start, you can wait a little bit until you have a few more funds and then buy a proper theme that you can then install later on. So it's horses for courses. It really depends on where you're at for your blogging. But I would recommend to look at some more paid themes, even maybe a custom theme specifically designed for you a little bit later on down the track.
Okay, yeah, I'm not making money yet, so obviously I want to keep my expenses low. So I thought I'll start with a free one, but I also don't want to spend a lot of time to, re-customizing if I have moved a new theme. It's like when I moved from WordPress to WordPress.org, there was quite a few things that went wrong. And I know that getting it right at the start is probably going to save time. So, but again, I just don't know what theme I want at the moment.
Well, have a look inside WordPress.org. Those are the ones that's kind of approved by WordPress.org. Some of them may still not be perfect, but something you could do to, I guess, be safe is to look at the popularity of the themes and go for the more popular ones, because they'd be popular for a reason, and just select those ones for now and see how that works with your plugins. And if it doesn't work with a plugin, just try another one until you find one that's suitable for you.
Yeah, but what if you have people already coming to your blog? You can't just keep changing your theme on them. So what do? Do you have a test site that you play around with the different themes before you?
It doesn't matter too much. I mean, if you've got a lot of traffic coming to your blog, you probably don't want to change your theme too often. I mean, Yaro's been, he's only changed his theme twice since I've known him, and it's been 3 years now. So, if you get a lot of traffic, I certainly wouldn't recommend you try and change it all the time. But at the beginning, if you're still just starting out, you're only getting not that much traffic, I don't think it matters too much. People are not going to be too concerned if they see something new. They might even like it to see a bit of a change, and that might even help you to get more traffic if people go, hey, check out this cool new theme that this guy has, or this person has.
I can throw in, when I had my blog during the first 3 months, I think I went through 10 different themes because I just liked window shopping and seeing what they looked like. And I probably had about 50 visitors a day coming in, and all I just saw is a different website every time they visited. So eventually I settled, obviously, but I like it. It's fun doing that. It's like changing the furniture in your house. So.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Until you find one you like. No problem. Thanks, Gideon.
It's Christina. No worries, Sarah.
All right, next call. And there it is.
Pardon me. Hi, it's Wendy here, Gideon and Yarrow, and thanks so much for this call. I'm very new, learning heaps this morning. So grateful that I joined this program. I've been looking for a very long time for things online and glad I settled on this. It's allowing me to be able to take one step at a time. And the questions that I had earlier, I've had them answered in the chat room. So thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Great, Wendy. Wow, that's easy.
Thanks for everybody taking part in the chat room, by the way, and answering questions. Both Yara and I have been a bit busy on the call today. But, yeah, thanks. It's good to see that there are others helping out as well. That's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy.
Next caller. Hello, caller. You are live. I know you've probably been waiting for a long time, so I apologize for that.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Yes.
Hello. Okay. I just wanted to – the question John's kind of answered, because I have to put Aweber forms in a blog that I'm working with someone, and they've been giving me a fit. So I was just wondering if there's any, like, magic words to put before or after the code so it'll do what I want, like accept input.
Right, so you're trying to get an Aweber form onto your blog in the sidebar, is that correct?
Yes.
And it's playing up for you, is it?
Right, I've got the HTML plugin and I put it there and I put the code in and the box is all nice and pretty, but there's no place for a person to actually type anything. It doesn't let you type into it. So I didn't know if that was Aweber or if that was WordPress. Because I'm new to WordPress, I wasn't sure.
All right, so you mean inside the plugin, you can't type anything, or inside the form once people go to your blog?
Once people go to the blog, there's no place to... I mean, it has a little line, but when you click it, you can't type.
So there's no name and email input box. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
It says the words, but there's no block. And the thing is, I didn't set up the Aweber form.
Right. It could be a number of things. It's a little bit difficult to say without looking at the actual code and what's happening behind the scenes. But things I definitely check would be whether the plugin is working effectively. You know, I would even just use a text plugin a text widget that you can just put into your sidebar, and then you put the code from Aweber into the text widget. You can give that a go. That's what I normally do for all my forms in the sidebar. And the other thing that I definitely check is the code from Aweber. If you can figure out how to grab the code from Aweber, just make sure that you're passing that correctly into your blogs, whatever widget you're using. Just double check that to make sure that it's working and test it out again.
Okay, and can I say thank you to John, too?
Sure, go ahead.
No.
Okay, thank you, John, because he started answering my question before you guys called me. So I just want to tell him thank
Brilliant.
You.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks for helping out.
You want to add something?
Okay, well, that was my only real question.
Yeah, I was going to say, if, you know, failing that, if it doesn't work for you, you know, have a look. Try and find someone with quite a bit of technical expertise just to quickly have a look at it for you. You know, often it'll just be something small that they'll be able to pick up on really quickly and save you a lot of time. So it may cost you a few dollars, but it'll save you many hours in the end, which is, you know, at the end of the day, it's your time that's of the essence here. So if you can quickly get someone else who can quickly pinpoint the problem, that can help you move forward, because you really want to emphasize on content creation for your blog.
Write.
That's important. You want to write, right? You want to draw attention to your blog. You don't want to be struggling with a bunch of technical issues. So if you do get stuck and it doesn't work, you know, try and get someone else to help you with that quickly.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
And we do recommend in the programs, if you do need some quick tech work, it's Joel is our sort of call. We direct people to him for the small things. He's at blogtechguy.com. So that sort of thing we just talked about with that caller is a good example of a sort of a technical issue that might get a little too tricky. So going to someone like Joel from Blog Tech Guy, you know, you're paying $50, he solves your problem, or, you know, modifies your theme or does something simple, and away you go. So he's a good resource.
Very good. And I've just added his website address inside the chat room as well if you want to check it out.
Okay. Next caller.
Hey, you guys, it's Ray again. I don't know how far I got before my phone dropped out.
Hey, Ray, welcome back.
You're about to sing our praises, Ray. You should.
Let me start from the top. But anyway, no, what I was saying quickly with you guys is if you're on the fence, what I've purchased a lot of stuff, and the problem with most of the stuff you purchase, as soon as you purchase it, they're trying to sell you more stuff. If you're on the feeding fence, you don't get that. What you get is nothing but outstanding content. You want confidence, you watch some of the videos. If you look at the free ebooks they give out, they should be charged for. So enough about telling them how good they are, because they already got fat heads, but they're good.
Thanks, Ray.
My question was I, like I said, I went to a car show. I took my laptop and wireless card and did a Ustream video. But what ended up happening was it came out very choppy. It was just, you know, like, I don't know if it was the laptop or the car. My real question is it possible to do a Ustream video live in the field like that versus having a high-speed connection? Or is that something I can forget about?
Well, it all depends on, yeah, a number of things. And I think you've already identified them. The two issues or critical factors, they are your connection, how good your connection is, and also your laptop, how good that is, and how old it is. If you've got a really old one, you know that they haven't been designed with online video in mind. And the later ones, the later computers that are coming out now are a lot more advanced in that sense. So you should be able to get a better result with them too. Now, if you can at all, I'd recommend you try and get a non-wireless connection. So get a physical connection for whenever you want to use Ustream. And the second thing I could recommend you do is to look at the settings inside Ustream and try and set the video settings. You can put both the video settings and the audio settings to the lowest quality. So if you're doing a wireless, if you can't get a physical connection and you just have wireless, make sure that your video and audio settings are right down to the lowest settings. So what that'll mean is that your audience won't get the best quality picture and sound, but at least it won't be choppy, and they'll be able to see the message, which is, you know, often more important than the exact quality of the image. So I'm not sure if you've given that a go already, but try that out.
I haven't been back to the car show, but I have a newer laptop that I may try it with. But the good part was, because this was by accident, when they have these car shows on a regular basis and lots of them all over the place, and the people were excited the fact that I had made the show live. And so I made, and it's a close-knit group of older people that have these cars that worked on it. So the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, that's an ideal way to, one, develop friends, make some contacts, point people back to the site, but also broadcasting these events. Because I kept running into other people that said, I didn't know anything about that. I didn't know anything about it. So I want to run with it, even if it comes down to going to the car show and not being live, and just taking the camcorder and filming it and then making a series of videos and posting events and possibly doing other types of events. Like I went up to the Lakers parade and I didn't take my camera. Well, that's what I did. I filmed some of that. But and now with Michael Jackson and stuff like that. So just a place to generate almost live type traffic, you know, the videos of different things. Because a lot of people, as we see, and even in this group that are listening, a lot of people are still new. And I guess there's always, you know, not I guess, there's always going to be people new to it. And it's information. So thanks for everything. I'm going to experiment. And then when I have my act together, I'll give you something to look at. Because I'm not proud of where I'm at yet, because I want it nice. And I'm stuck. But anyway, thanks. Thanks, you guys.
One thing I just want to say about you, Reyes, that's really good, is that you're actually taking action on these things, and you're seeing you're starting to see the possibility of these amazing things. And if you're listening in on this and you don't know what something like Ustream.tv is, you know, that's one of the strategies that we talk about inside Become a Blogger Premium, where we show you how to use it. And it's one of these neat little tools. It's essentially a broadcasting tool that where you can have your own television broadcast station for free 24/7. And what Ray is talking about is using it to help get exposure for his blog, which is just amazing. But yeah, Ray, I mean, I definitely think that if you can at all get a physical connection with an Ethernet cable or something like that, where you walk around, I'm not sure if you're walking around at the car show, but that would certainly help your ability to broadcast that video much better as well.
Yeah, the problem with the car show is it's typically, you know, they're all outside. They're outside events. And I don't know that I can get a Ethernet connection anyway, but I did talk to the wireless people, and they said, yeah, you've got an older laptop, and in addition, you've got an older card, so I need a new card, and the other laptop is already wireless. So I'm going to do some things and experiment with it because it was. And also, when we last spoke, I'd asked you about it, and then I went back and watched the videos, and again, I was surprised at how much detail that you showed Gideon and how to do that with Ustream that I didn't know. Some of the extras that Ustream don't even tell you. So thanks, gentlemen. I'll talk to you soon.
Good stuff. Awesome work, Ray. Well done.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah, Gideon is a super Ustream fan. I think he
picked it. It's a great show. Love it.
Yeah. Okay, next caller.
Hi, Yaro and Gideon. This is Keller Hawthorne with FreshyVenture.com. It's a pleasure to speak with you guys today.
Oh, Keller, we're a speak person.
Gideon, I don't know if you remember, but you and I just spoke actually through your comments section on your optimizing YouTube videos.
Yes,
and you helped answer that question about the difference between Blog Mastermind and Become a Blogger, so I appreciate that.
No problem. Thanks for your support.
I'm sorry?
No problem. Thank you for your support.
Well, first off, I want to give you both props as well. I launched my blog on May 8th, 2009, and with your guys, with the help I've received from both of you through your reports and courses, I've already started to earn an income. It's paying for its hosting already, and it's been up for about a month and a half. So you guys just have fantastic content.
Well done.
Again, anyone who is on the fence, you've got to go for it. Of course, it takes dedication and action on your part, but these guys know what they're doing.
Wow, thanks, Keller. That's awesome.
I wanted to ask, I have a few questions. Gideon, you have such great intros for your videos, and I've been trying to do it myself, but I'm not sure if I have the right software, especially with like the Become a Blogger videos. You have the logo come in with the music, and there's a little twinkle to the letters and font. I wondered if you do that yourself or do you outsource it? And if you do it yourself, what software are you using?
Right.
How do you do the twinkle, Gideon?
Yeah, the twinkle.
I was actually crazy enough to do it myself. I guess it's been a side interest of mine, the whole multimedia thing. I love that sort of stuff. It's not necessarily something I recommend you do yourself, unless you're really interested in it and you love doing it. You can actually source it out and get someone else to do that for you, an expert that'd be able to do something fairly quickly. But just quickly, the tools that I've used for that to create the introduction parts of my videos, first of all, I'm using a Macintosh computer, and that's my recommendation. If you want to do online video, I'd really recommend you using a Macintosh computer because it just makes everything so much easier and gives you a much better result. And, of course, the software that comes with it as well is just amazing. So the software that I used on my Mac for creating those intro videos or the intro parts to my video I'm just making sure I've got the right name. It's LiveType. Yes, LiveType is the program that I used. So that allows you to basically create fancy text graphics and make stuff move around. And that's, in fact, what I used to make the sparkle thingy go as well. and it looks the part. And then you can just add other images in the background and move things around. It's a neat little program, really easy to use, and definitely worth it. And then what I do, of course, is I just add a bit of music on top of it, so to coincide with the movement of the twinkle and the text movements, and this makes it look really nice.
Okay. I've been using Camtasia. I purchased a royalty-free song. I did my first little intro last night, and it's better. My videos look better, but it's still nothing compared to yours, so thank you for your help on that. The second question is, and you kind of discussed this already about guest blogging for other bloggers, but I'm wondering if I'm going about it the right way. When you go to, whether it's a blogger who's kind of on your same level, where they're also young, or an extremely, you know, expert, well-known blogger, when you request to do a guest blog post for them, should you actually have the article in the email, or should you just say, this is what I'd like to write about for you?
My opinion with that, especially if you're going for an expert, experts are very time poor. Let's face it, we're all very time poor. So I recommend a short email. If you have the article ready, I would say, hi, love your work. I've got an article I've written that covers this topic, which I think would be great for your audience. I've already written it. Would you consider it as a guest post? If so, I can send it to you straight away. And then, that very short, to the point. And because you have the article straight away, once you've got their attention, you can give it to them once they've said, yes, I'd like to have a look at it. That's the way I'd go about it now. It's even better if you already have some sort of relationship with them, having had a contact point previously. But it's a guest article. It's not like you're asking a huge favor. You are kind of benefiting them. So that's how I go about it.
Okay. Sounds good. And then my last question is, Yaro, when you put your podcast on your blog on entrepreneursjourney.com, I think you put like a link to the transcript, and then on the actual post, you kind of write a summary of what it's about. And I have a lot of experience with SEO, and I'm kind of looking at it from the perspective of why you don't go ahead and put the transcript actually on the post itself. Is there a reason you do it that way?
You're right. From an SEO point of view, it may be beneficial to put more content and put the transcript that way. There's a few considerations. A PDF is more likely to go viral, so people will share a PDF. That being said, they could share a blog post, relatively easily as well. So it's a weak argument. Just the way I've always done it. PDFs are sort of the de facto standard to redistribute transcripts. And we put the text in Become a Blogger, as just as text in the entry that way. But there's also the concern about length. Some of these podcasts are really long, and it would be like a 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 word blog post potentially for some of the longer podcasts I do. So I don't normally post that long. But there's no strong argument here. It's a lot of that's just personal preference, and maybe all three is the best way to go. Audio, text version, and PDF. That's really covering your bases. So good idea.
I see. I didn't even think about the viral aspect of that. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. I could talk to you all day, but I'll let you go. Thank you so much. Everyone, go sign up for these courses. You won't be sorry. As long as you take action, they are going to help you. Thanks so much, you guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Keller.
Thanks, Keller. Bye-bye. All right, almost at 2 hours. We've got a few more questions to go. We're doing well. So next caller.
Hi, this is Donna from Florida.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Yes,
all good. I'm a very much a beginner, and I have just a few just very basic questions. In fact, the more I'm listening to that, I'm wondering if I'll be able to do this at all. You say something like using WordPress.org, so you'll have it on your own server. Now, what do you mean by that?
Okay, we first of all, I do think that you'd be able to do this. So it's just a matter of whether you want to. We've designed the Become a Blogger Premium course really for people like you in mind, where if you're a technophobe or a person who is scared of technologies, so to speak. This is the sort of course for you, because we really start right from the beginning, and we try and make it as simple as possible. using step-by-step videos to show you exactly what you need to do to help set up your blog. Now, to get your question, setting up a server and getting WordPress.org, the software for your WordPress blog, first of all, do you know what is, have you used the server before?
I don't know what you mean by server. I mean, I have a web server. I have Safari on my machine. Is that a web server?
All right. Now, that'll be a web browser. Basically, web server is, we cover these topics inside the free videos as well. If you go to becomeablogger.com, just becomeablogger.com.
You mean just someone who hosts it?
Yes, who hosts it basically. So your server is just your host. It's the same thing. So all it really is if and really easy way to understand this is to think about a server or a host as another computer somewhere else in the world where your blog files are being stored. And everyone else can access your blog pages through that computer. That's all it really is. So instead of hosting all the files, all your blog files on your own computer, you just buy the space on another computer somewhere else in the world, and they make sure that computer is on 24/7, so that other people can access it anytime they want. So you don't have to worry about maintaining it. So that's an easy way of understanding it.
So the difference between going on something like BlogSpace or .com versus .org is that you aren't paying them in the other cases, and in .org you are paying them, so they can't take it away.
Essentially, yes, and so also another major difference is where those files get stored. For the WordPress.com option, or for Blogger, for example, those options, the three options, your files and everything gets stored on their servers and their hosts, which you don't have any control over.
Okay.
Whereas if you have your own host through something like HostGator, for example, you pay for that, and you kind of own the space on that server because you pay for it. And so they can't just take it away from you.
Good. Now, when you buy an address or a domain name on, say, GoDaddy, what's the difference between having a website address and a blog address? Can you tell the difference?
Sure.
And I've opened up sites. I can't tell if it's a website or a blog.
Sure. There's actually no difference in the URL or the domain name. It's you can't tell from a domain name whether a website is a blog or just a normal website. The only way to tell really is to actually go to the website and see if it has the elements of a blog. And to be honest, sometimes with the latest websites around, it's pretty hard to know whether it's a blog or not, so it can get a bit confusing sometimes, but essentially there's no difference.
I use blogs instead of websites sometimes, but I want a web presence, and I'm not sure if I should go with this or a website or both or what I should start with. I came across you people sort of by accident, so I thought I'd better investigate.
Okay.
I believe in accidents,
No problem. I mean, it depends on what you're trying to achieve. A really good thing about blogs is that the search engines love blogs. And the reason why they love them is because with blogs, you have updated content. You update your blogs on a regular basis. And Google, companies like Google and the other search engines, they just love that because they want to be able to serve relevant and new and fresh content to their users. So that's why they love blogs, because that's exactly what blogs deliver. They deliver relevant, user-generated content that's fresh and new. Now, if you compare that to other websites, what we call, I guess, static websites that don't change over time much, Google doesn't like them as much because the content on them is often quite old and outdated. And they don't want to serve those websites to their users. They want to serve the latest, newest information, most relevant stuff. And that's why blogs are so good. And when you set up a blog using WordPress.org, that's exactly what you'll get.
So, and you can add us a page about your services, like for my coaching and things like that. I can have a coaching page.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the other great thing about blogs. Yeah. I haven't even talked about, but is the the ease at which you can add your own stuff, whether it's pages or new posts or articles. You don't actually need to know any HTML programming to be able to do that. Whereas with the other types of websites, like the static websites, to be able to, well, first of all, create it, you need to know a lot of HTML coding. And, you know, that can take a long time to learn how to do, or, you know, it could cost you a lot of money to pay someone else to do it for you. And it's kind of difficult to add stuff to just a normal static website. And whereas with a blog, because you have that software installed on your server, it makes it really easy to add new content.
Okay. Now, you just did one more vocabulary thing. What you're saying, theme, I don't understand what you mean by theme, that you have to find a theme and build around a theme.
Right. Now, these are really good questions, by the way. A theme, the theme of your blog is really just the way that your blog looks to people when they come and visit your blog. So it's the color of your blog, the type of fonts that are used on your blog, the kind of graphics that are used on your blog often, and also the layout of your blog. So, for example, you might have you can choose between a two or a three column type blog where you have your main column as your content, where you write your posts and your articles. And then you might have a sidebar where you have your navigation links and that sort of thing. So that's what your theme does. It creates that side of it for you. And getting a theme for your blog is simply a matter of finding the right theme that you like on the internet. You can find free ones. You can also pay for ones. Once you found it, you upload it to your server very easily. And you click on a few buttons to install it on your blog. And that's the end of it. Then it's all ready to go.
How do you find those? Do you tell us how to do that?
Yes, we do. If you go to our videos on just the free ones on becomeablogger.com, those first 10 videos, they actually show you all the stuff that I've just talked about. It shows you right from the beginning what is WordPress, the difference between WordPress.org and WordPress.com, how to get a domain name, how to get a host, how to install the blog, themes, everything. So everything on those first 10 videos shows you. It shows you everything right from scratch, from zero to having a blog set up and running and adding content.
Okay. Now, do you have to pay for that version of WordPress? Is there a lot of extra cost going to be involved here?
No. Everything is free except for your domain name. You need to pay for that.
Right.
So that's like $10 a year or something.
A year, yeah, right, on GoDaddy,
And then your hosting, which is depending on which one you choose, about $10 a month. So those are your initial costs. Of course, you can spend as much as you want on this. You can spend money on the theme as well, but you know you can get those for free. We'll show you how to do that. But those are the two main costs that you'll need to take on. But other than that, WordPress is free, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
No problem. Good questions.
Thank you.
Thanks, Donna.
All right.
Just for anyone who's in a similar situation as Donna, I would recommend you check out the 10 free videos first. It'll give you a taste of the level of expertise you need, which is obviously not much, but you know you do have to watch those videos and see if you can understand and implement that. If you feel that you are capable of learning it, then the course is definitely right for you. And even if you're not 100% sure, the good thing about blogging is once you get past the technical aspect of setting up your blog, most of the work is actually done in content creation, which really requires just typing words or recording video. You know, you can get as complicated as you want with this, but from a bare level, we're just talking about writing articles, which is like writing an email. So that shouldn't scare too many people off. And you know, try not to have that sort of knee-jerk reaction where with technical things. I know I used to do that where I just didn't want to even think about it because it's so foreign. So, there's either two ways. You learn to do it yourself, or you can very easily just get this outsourced as well and then get yourself to where you should be, which is creating content. So and we help you with all of that in the program. And while I'm talking about that, we've got a couple more questions to go. I'll move to those in a second. If you haven't had a chance to check out the chat room at becomeablogger.com/signup, John Chow has been in there for the last hour or so, I believe, too, helping out with some of the questions. So thanks to John Chow of johnchow.com for being in there. So you get your chance to speak to him in there as well while you're doing this call. And a shout out to John. Thanks. And, of course, if you haven't joined the program and you've decided throughout this call that you'd like to, you can also sign up at that page, which is becomeablogger.com/sign up. And, you know, we'd love to work with you. So I'll move on to the last couple of questions.
Hi, Yaro and Gideon.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. I started blogging a few years ago, then I stopped. I was getting traffic, but not tremendous. I had a podcast. Still, the site exists on Blogspot. Well, what happened was last week at 3 a.m. in the morning, I found your site, and you guys are doing things right away, so I was going to restart blogging stuff. So what's your recommendation to restart and stay on the course and get the some sort of traffic going? I mean, I'm sure, you know, you got to invest a little bit to get the traffic coming to your site, but the key thing is to, you know, in the technology side, I'm very savvy. I can get the site up in 10 minutes. It's the you know, the drive traffic, you know, visitors. That's the key thing. Rest is pretty much easy. So
yeah, you're covering.
By the way, I'm Spock, I'm reading your articles and stuff like that. It's very fantastic. And I joined last night, by the way. So
cool. Good stuff. I remember replying to your emails, iSpark.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Hi, iSpark. Okay. You know, you're hitting everything on the nail. You're quite right. You know, once you're set up, the challenge is getting traffic. So the key aspects here are to study, understand, so you can implement what it takes to produce good content. That's the first half of this mixture, and that's the most important part to begin with. You know, there's no reason to read a blog unless there's value in it. So you do want to start understanding who your marketplace is, try and, you know, get an intimate knowledge of what they desire, and then you can give it to them. So, you know, the more you study your people, the more you study the experts in your market, the more you, you know, just immerse yourself in your subject matter, the better you will be at producing content they love, whether you choose to use multimedia or just plain text, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, it's the power of your content that's the hook, the reason they'll come back to your blog and want to read it. The next step, of course, is the marketing, and that's where you've got to get out there and tell people about your content using the existing places where people hang out online. So whether that's other blogs or other forums or, you know, email lists, any form of internet marketing you can use is available to us as a blogger too. So, you know, everything I've just talked about though is covered in the content module and in the marketing module to become a blogger. So I don't think there's much to really talk about. Just do what's in those lessons and you'll start to get results. Cool.
Okay. Yeah, cool. And one more question. Actually two more questions, short questions. You know, when you start a site, I mean, you start your first post and things like that. I mean, when do you turn the engine on to the public? Do you just have a couple of articles going, then turn on? I think I read somewhere, I think you mentioned, you know, 10% of, you know, content's fine. And
yeah, I recommend 10 articles just as a loose figure. The question here is, when a person first arrives at your blog and it's a new blog, will they see enough value there to want to bookmark it or subscribe to your RSS feed or your email list? Is there enough there already? You know, you don't want to write one good article and that's the only one you publish for 2 weeks. And, you know, people will come and go, well, this guy's not writing very often. Okay, I like that first article, but it looks like the blog is dead and not going anywhere. So, you know, have a little archive, have a maybe, you know, a good design so that it's appealing to people and easy to read and easy to navigate. Maybe write some content in your about page. You know, we cover that in the course too, how to write an effective about page and start building that area up of your blog. But really, the question to answer is there something there that people would want to stick around to keep attention?
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. And from your courses, your students, what's the average time? Like, you see that this, all right, this is going a positive trend. And I mean, I'm sure if it's not going, you got to retweak and find some sort of strategy to adjust. But what's your feedback from your students? Like, okay, I'm with 6 months, I'm seeing some pulse, or lay all,
yeah.
It takes more than a year.
No, it definitely doesn't take that long. But the good thing about blogging, especially when it comes to search engines, is you get results quite quickly if you're producing content on a regular basis. So let's just say, for the sake of, you know, if you actually want a result, you have to put out content. So you're doing that. And obviously the students I can talk about who've had any kind of result with this are the ones who were really putting out content on a consistent basis. So those people, I've had some, one of the example case studies is, I can't remember his name right now. It's we speak to him all the time on these calls. From the football,
the
college
one is
football
Danielle,
place.
Danielle, I think. Oh,
Mitch.
Right?
Mitch. Yes, I'm thinking Mitch and Danielle, two examples. Mitch, he was a student who started writing about college football. I think he got to 5,000 unique visitors a day within 3 months. It was ridiculous. And the thing with that is, you know, you hit on a subject people love. You write, say, 30 articles in 1 month. All that's going to go into Google. You're going to start getting traffic within the first 2 weeks. You know, I recommend 3 months is a good sort of checkpoint. You know, see where you're at after 3 months. Is it trending forward? Do you have 50 readers a day, 100 readers a day? You know, you don't have to look at anything more than your raw unique visitor count, page view count, and the length of time a person stays at your blog. And these are all statistics that you can get for free from within Google Analytics. And that will, you know, give you an indication of your trends. As long as the trends are moving forward, I would stick to it. If you're writing, if you're not writing and your trends aren't moving, then it's probably your fault for not writing. So, you know, understand the egg comes before the chicken in this case. So.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Excellent.
All right. Next couple to go. My control panel response, which is. All right, caller, you're alive. There you go.
Hello.
Caller, you're live. Hello.
Yes, this is Sammy again. And
hi,
Sam. Hi. First of all, I love your guys' accent. I'm from Kentucky, and your accent is very pleasing to the ear. And I was just curious as to where are you all from.
I love your accent too, Sammy.
Well, thank you. It's unique.
Yeah,
you go first.
Yeah, okay. You know, just to clarify, we both actually live in Brisbane, Australia. I was actually born here. I've
okay.
got a Canadian, predominantly Canadian accent though, from my family from Toronto. So that's what you're hearing on my side.
Okay.
And on my side, it's a little bit kind of weird. I was brought up in South Africa. I left there when I was 16. And then I immigrated to New Zealand, lived there for 13 years, and my accent got changed a little bit. And now I've been in Australia for about 3 years, and so my accent's changed a little bit again. So I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's a combination of those three.
We just
call
it Gideon.
I was curious. I heard somebody say something about Afrikaans a few moments ago, and I was just curious if you were from South Africa. But
yes.
That was just a side point. I needed to say that because it's so pleasing to the ear. But I'm curious about this system. Do you have an affiliate program? If I am successful at plugging into the group that I'm thinking of, they're not particularly savvy in this area, but might become so. And it would be nice to be able to capture a little something from it.
Mm, absolutely. We have an affiliate program for this. And you can sign up for it at becomeablogger.com/affiliates. We'll put that link inside
okay.
into the program as well. If you are interested in promoting that, we give a generous 50% commission on any sales that you make as a result of that.
Very good. That's pretty generous. You're right. Is there a multi-level marketing aspect to it, or is it just a single direct?
At this stage, it's just a single direct level. So yeah.
Okay, that's fine. All right, thank you very much. That was the questions that I had there. Thanks.
Excellent.
Thanks,
Sammy.
All right, this is our last caller. Here we go.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Sure can.
Super. Getting an echo here. Actually, I was signed on a long time ago, but it kicked me out of the system. And, you know, I heard you on Rick Sheffrin's call when he was promoting his GPS program, and I was really impressed with what you've done over the years. So
thank you.
Heads up. Yeah, good stuff. Hey, I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place with this blogging thing. And, I mean, a lot of questions were already answered, so I'm not really sure where to actually go because I've got a lot of answers. But overall, I mean, I've done some blogging, done the Facebooking, I've done the Twitters. And if somebody's starting off, where should they go first? Should it be Facebook or should it be a blog? And then the blogs, I mean, I have done posts. I have written articles. I've helped, like I set up blogs for other people, but it doesn't seem like it's attracting any traction. So
yeah, I can tell you why.
You guys go over that?
Yeah.
And is there search engine keywords which help in the text and so on and so forth? Do you guys go over that sort of stuff?
We do. You're talking a lot there about tactics. I don't know whether you have a strategy behind what you're doing, because that really is the key here for making this work, because there's boundless tactics when it comes to this. You know, you talk about keyword research and blogging and Facebook, and all these things can be used to bring traffic, but there's a reason why you want that traffic. You know, you're trying to position yourself in your market. You're going to be selling something somehow, whether it's even advertising. You're still trying to attract an audience, so you still have positioning. So I would want you to be sound with that first. And then the sort of strategy we use is, you can almost call it a hub and spoke model, where in the middle is the blog. It's like the entry point. Sometimes the newsletter is also the entry point. You might have a landing page. But between those two destinations, we get people as subscribers and they go through our process. Everything outside of that is designed to get people back to the blog. So you might use Facebook as it's intended to be used, as a social networking tool, and just, you know, link to your blog posts every now and then, or have it automatically add your blog posts. Twitter, same thing. You know, you post your blog posts and it goes to Facebook, and they go all point back to your blog, and then people go onto your newsletter, and that's how you start to form relationships with them. And all of that comes from and is developed as a result of the strategy you build up over time. So this is some of the high level stuff I talk about in the strategic presentations in Become a Blogger. In terms of the practical aspects, obviously we focus on blogging. So when we talk about content writing, we do talk about keywords and, you know, where to use tags and how many tags to use, and, you know, how important the phrases are in your titles of your blog posts and how it impacts Google and so forth. But as I said, these are all tactics. So I hope that gives you a general feel for what we're talking about.
And how do you guys mainly make, or your students, I mean, is mainly through like affiliate links? Because I noticed that even on your blogs, you have a lot of graphics on the side for other type of
offerings. How they make money? Is that what you're asking? How the students make money?
Yeah, on a blog. Yeah. I mean, what's the basic way of making money on a blog? Is it through affiliate links that you're bringing people on a topic and then they're clicking on an icon on the side? And how does that work?
Yeah, there's three ways, predominantly three ways. Advertising. So those banners you're talking about, most of those banners are actually paid sponsors on my blog. They could be affiliate banners on some other blogs. Mine, in my case, they're all paid sponsors. So people are paying me a monthly fee to put those banners there. You can also do affiliates. I do affiliate product reviews on my blog. I'll promote affiliate launches. That's a fairly significant chunk of my income each year. And I also sell my own product. Right now, this call is obviously part of a promotion for the Become a Blogger program as well, which is a product that I co-created with Gideon that we sell, that also is part of our income and part of our business model. So those are the three ways: advertising, affiliate, and your own products. And that's usually the hierarchy people go through. So you'll start by maybe trying out Google AdSense, maybe selling some banners on your blog for a monthly fee. Then you'll start doing some affiliate marketing and selling other people's products. And then you'll potentially graduate to selling your own products once you've really got your audience built up and some strong positioning. So you don't have to go in that order, but that's just generally the way it happens. I recommend, though, you know, if you haven't read through the roadmap to become a blogger or even my Blog Profits Blueprint, a lot of this is covered in there. So you might want to grab those two free reports.
Where are they? On the first page?
Sorry? Where are they?
Where are they?
Yep. The roadmap is at becomeablogger.com or becomeablogger.com/roadmap. And if you just go to my blog, you'll find the blueprint there.
Okay, cool. And when signing up for the $47 a month, when somebody signs up, do they have access to the whole thing right away, or do they just have access to like the first month and then they pay the next month and then they get the next month's content? Or if somebody's already a bit savvier on like putting the like, technical part together, can they jump to the core tactical part right away?
You've got two options. You can pay one fee up front of $247. You'll get everything immediately. So all the videos will be available for immediate viewing, and you can go through any of them anytime. If you go the $47 a month way, it's you pay $47 a month for 6 months, so $47 each month, and you'll get about 2 to 3 videos each week sent by email. So you get the links to the lessons that way, and that's meant to progress you over 6 months through all the materials in order.
So if you want to through
the autoresponder, yeah. So if you want to accelerate, you've got to grab the prepaid one.
Okay, awesome. Thanks.
No problem.
Yeah, the other questions? That's it for now. You guys did awesome today. Thank you for your reference.
Thank you. Now okay. And that will be our last callers. We're almost at the 2.5 hour mark, so I think it's a good time to wrap it up. Before I do so, Gideon, do you got anything you want to add before I go into my final spiel? Gideon.
Oops, sorry, maybe I was not on mute. I was on mute. I was speaking there for a few seconds and wondering what's going on. First of all, just thank you to everybody for joining today. It's been a real pleasure, and it's amazing to see how many people stayed on right until the end. So that's just awesome. Just one thing I quickly wanted to mention that we haven't talked about is that if you are interested in joining Become a Blogger, keep in mind that it's a 6 month course, really. So if you're going for the monthly payments, your payments will only last for 6 months, and then after that, you get well, what we call lifetime access. As long as Yara and myself are around, you'll get access to the membership.
And we own the business.
And we own the business, yeah. You'll get access to the videos and the membership area, and also any updates that we make to those videos. So that's, I guess, just that's something that a lot of our previous members asked about, and I just wanted to make sure that that's clear as well. And that's all I've got to say.
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, I said thank you at the beginning, didn't I? Oh, was that when I was
muted?
Thank
you,
me. I went, thank you, Yaro. It was good being on the call with you.
Thanks, Gideon. I appreciate your time as well on the call. So thank you, everyone. As Gideon said, it's very impressed with how many people have hung out with us for the entire almost 2.5 hours. You've got under 24 hours left to join the program if you want to get in. And if you're listening to this as a recording, you've got till midnight Friday, July 3rd, 2009, Eastern Standard U.S. time, before we switch that page off. So you'll have till then to join. And there's no risk if you want to try it out too, by the way, guys. We have a fairly liberal refund policy. So if you're not getting value from what we offer you, just let us know and get your money back and cancel out. So we don't want you in a program if you're not enjoying it. So give it a try. See if it suits what you're trying to achieve, whether you like the presentation style. For those members who are with us, who are already members of our program, we hope to speak to you on the next live call. You guys will get information about that as always. Same with the graduates of our program. You guys will continue to have access as we promised, and you can join us on any future call as well. So I hope to speak to you guys all then. Now, we have one little tradition here before I switch this call off, which is to actually open the lines for everyone, and you'll all be made live, and you're just welcome to shout out your name, where you're calling from. You can say your website address. You can shout out a thank you, a hello, whatever you like, and then the call will end. So I'm going to do that now. Thanks again, everyone, and I hope to speak to a lot of you on our next coaching call. So here we go.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Jim.
Thanks for your time.
It's been very nice. Very nice.
Have a great day.
Absolutely great content. Thank you.
Hello. You're closing just in time.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.